is the home of the Bruins. The Bruins. Joe and Bertrand are live at Warrior Ice Arena from the Star Market Sports Deck on 98.5, the Sports Hub, and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
Week before the Super Bowl, you know, I wasn't feeling too well. Like, I had the flu, nose running, nose stopped up. You know, I took a trip to the hospital, and I didn't travel with the team the day they traveled down there.
If I am a Patriots fan, I am screaming, demanding answers why Malcolm Butler did not play in this game.
What happened with Malcolm Butler? Best you can tell. What's going on?
This is just bizarre.
What Bill Belichick did was an outright disgrace to Malcolm Butler.
I never missed a game, never, like, missed practice or anything like that. And what we would have won if, you know, I played, probably, maybe. Not sure, but I would say we were short about one or two plays. And I seen a couple plays out there I could have made. It was just a coaching decision. This one ain't work out good for me, him, or the New England Patriots organization.
Butler and his Aussies in behind-the-scenes look at the free agent process of him going to Tennessee, that little documentary on Amazon. He's now a member of the Titans, who the Patriots will play this Sunday in Nashville. Chris Gasper writes this for the Boston Globe. Bill Belichick, right again. He makes the case that because of the way Butler has played so poorly in Nashville for the Titans this year, that Bill Belichick was right to not put him into the game.
Wow.
In the Super Bowl.
Wrong.
I find this to be a dishonest column. That's what I'm going to call it. I can't wait to discuss this with Gasper.
If you write
on
that
Sunday,
you write that he decides not to want to move on with him and bring him back and get into signing him. Okay, good column.
That'll be Patriots preview coming up Sunday morning, 10 a.m. I know this will be a topic of discussion.
So then I guess the guy was a moron to play him 98% of the snaps prior.
Yep, that would have to be the case.
Wow, so he just woke up in 8 days prior to the Super Bowl and said, I found out what we're doing wrong on defense. We got the wrong guy in there. Okay, so you ran that thing from Amazon.
He says 9 months later, the most confounding and scrutinized decision of Belichick's glorious tenure as Patriots coach, the benching of Malcolm Butler in Super Bowl 52, while the Philadelphia Eagles took a blowtorch to the New England defense looks better and better, especially as the Patriots prepare for a reunion with the excommunicated cornerback Sunday in Nashville.
Well, it would look better and better if you decided to keep two of the players that you put into the game in different situations to defend against.
Oh, he mentions
they're
them.
No longer here.
He mentions them. Jordan Richards.
How's he doing as a Patriot?
And he mentions Bademosi.
How's he as a Patriot?
Neither one is here.
Right.
Bademosi's playing special teams.
Which makes the decision look even worse. There's been a lot of these articles this week, like the victory lap about not. I like Malcolm as a player, and I've always said that. I thought they could have got in earlier at a cheaper dollar, and maybe he would have signed it. The Gilmore thing messed with his head. There's no doubt about it. He just played that clip coming back where he says, you know, you kind of got that stuffy nose and you got stuffy head. Made a trip to a hospital. Did he? Did he go to the hospital? Anybody see him there? Is there any reports? I mean, Brady gouges his hand. Next thing you know, we know the exact location where Tom Brady's supposedly getting his hand stitched up, and it wasn't at a hospital downtown. Funny how all those reports
come
out.
This is like a pro-Patriot, pro-Belichick hot take here, but this is just as bad as any other hot take going the other way.
I don't think this has anything to do with that game. This is not
like in the intellectually dishonest hot take department, I put this one right there for Gasper.
That's a bad one for Gasper.
He knows that is not why Malcolm Butler sat in the Super Bowl, that it was because he decided that he couldn't play well anymore. Give me a break.
Beetle, I look forward to you talking to him on Sunday.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Dan, you were really the only one who went after it at the beginning of camp when about the Butler stuff, and he wasn't going to. Bill pretty much put an end to that.
To me, this is revisionist history.
Exactly. Gasper won't face any real heat for this from the readers because, Belichick wins again.
Yeah, I don't
understand. You're damn right, Gasper.
That's not understand
a
win. Why
you lost the Super Bowl and your quarterback threw for 505 yards.
I'm agreeing with everything Zoe's saying in this instance, and I don't understand the need to revise history here.
Hey, Malcolm said it wouldn't have been probably great, but he just, I could tell that there were about a couple plays where I would have made a difference. He's right. It had been on those. It had been on the third and 11 drag routes or third and nine where he would have made that damn tackle because he did weeks prior in Pittsburgh and against Jacksonville to where his guy might catch the ball, but there ain't no yards after catch, bro. He got him down. He's a good tackler.
Good tackler. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm not going to sit here and dump on Butler for 5 days.
Okay, Butler has been terrible, by the way. It's
been awful.
He's had a horrible
year.
I don't think
his worst game was Monday night.
If you've seen Butler play down there, I don't think we ever saw stretches where he's played as poorly as he's playing right now.
Right.
Do you think so, Zoe? Did we ever see a game where he played as badly as he did against the Cowboys Monday night?
We did not.
I don't think we ever saw that game from him here.
Not with that type of separation where he got completely turned around on a slant route and then the double move on the touchdown. Guys will get beat all the time on a double move on a touchdown. He never recovered and competed to where he was even within 5 yards of the receiver. Just a slant go. It's a sluggo. Simple sluggo. He teach you that in football 101.
Now, if you want to make the case that he was right to move on from the player when
that's
he
fine.
Did.
That's fine.
That's an easy one to make.
Yep.
Look at how the player has played since.
Belichick wins that, right?
Absolutely. You can make the same case right now about Nate Solder. You could say he moved on at the right time.
Oh,
you know, he
even,
moved on. And
I would say that was even more of a victory for Belichick than the Butler one.
Right, but you can't tell me that the decision was somehow right to not play him in the Super Bowl.
I don't know.
Or that it was in the best interest of the
team. Still talking about it. We're still talking about it.
We're talking about it this week. There's a reunion this week. You're going to see the player again.
But this local narrative to make it
brings
now
up, it brings
that
up
it's okay to a bench in the Super Bowl.
I completely
bogus.
Disagree. It brings up memories of bad. This gets me angry again.
Good.
This isn't victory week where guess who was right and guess who was wrong. No, bull crap. Should have another piece of hardware.
This doesn't change.
They should have another ring.
The Super Bowl. Sorry, the way he's played down there changes nothing.
It's play one snap. What snap in that game gets those Scribinis?
75
Sorry,
defensive
Philly.
Snaps. He didn't make it on the field for any of them.
That skill set you faced last week, 500 times better than what Philly had.
And he didn't come off the field in the AFC Championship. So
thank
something
you.
Something changed.
Which had a better offensive set.
No,
than
you didn't know. You didn't know, Dan, that it was in that 2 weeks.
Yeah,
Dan. That he expired.
Bill saw the light.
Dan, you self-scout during two weeks. You have time to really go back and look at some things you do well and don't do well.
It's just, really, you got to ask Chris. I get criticized a lot for things that I write, and I understand that. So
it's cuckoo.
I don't want to be driving a pipe through my peer here. But I'm really curious what Chris has to say about this.
He said Belichick knew that Butler, like a carton of milk turned bad, was past his use-by date and let him sign with the Titans. So that's fine. But don't tell me the use-by date was between the AFC title game and the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
That he knew that date was...
You know it's not trending well, and isn't going to play.
Around the 1st of February.
And it isn't worth a snap. Like, guys like Alan Branch who don't dress
January
that
January 29th, the milk's gone bad.
What
like,
they do?
Throw Malcolm Butler to the side.
What, Ben Volen saw Alan Branch at Panda Express, right? Morning of the Super Bowl. Knew he wasn't going to dress. That's what you do when you know you're not going to play somebody. You sit their ass down, and you don't put them in uniform. He was put in uniform for a reason.
I was with Ben Volen at Panda Express.
Mittens. He likes to eat that. Come on, all those MSGs or whatever. He said,
tough to use chopsticks with mittens.
Hey, what the hell's the Globe say about like his food bill? Like when they like put in for expenses?
Probably cheap if you keep eating at the mall.
Right? Oh, $6 eat all day.
He's so good.
$6 at Panda Express, you don't have to eat for 2 days.
Who was it?
Oh my
God. There was someone on the trip for us that emailed their entire itinerary, their entire expenses to everyone by accident.
All replied.
Who was that? Do you remember that, Jim?
Ooh.
And it was the food expenses were like all food court like items at the mall. It was
loser
funny.
Did that.
It would have been Doloff.
Doloff, yes.
What a
That's
dork.
Who it was. Doloff, Matt Doloff.
Boy, he had a good time.
985sportsup.com.
That guy knew how to party.
It was like all those places like Panda Express, you know, the Cinnabon.
That's how I discovered
Burger King.
I learned there that Chick-fil-A closes on Sunday as a courtesy to the employees.
You didn't know that prior to
I did not know that.
Not open on Sunday.
We were there. God. I'm like, why isn't this place open?
Get your ass to church.
Courtesy to the employees. It's for God.
617-779-0985. A reunion with Malcolm Butler is coming up this weekend.
So I think there's a Chick-fil-A at the Nashville Stadium, and they play games on Sunday. They close.
There's one in
Atlanta.
There's one in Atlanta.
Oh, it's Atlanta.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl,
they
right.
put them in there.
What's the point of that?
Well, because it's open every day.
Other events. Saturday. They play a lot of college
other
games
events,
there.
Yeah.
They do a lot of
They have
of
good
that.
Seats. They don't have the, you know, the metal slabs. They have good seats.
No,
there. Have
real seats
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the metal slabs.
Real
seats. That's what I'm all about. 617-779-0985. I think it's insane to suggest that somehow Malcolm Butler's poor play this year makes the Super Bowl decision not to play him any better. I'm just not buying that, Dan Shaughnessy. It doesn't sound like you are either.
No, it's Cartel 101.
By the way, Bill Belichick had some things to say about a corner. Not Butler, not Logan Ryan, but about Stephon Gilmore. We'll compare that coming up next.
Select, and Bertrand. Middays on 98.5, The Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at Warrior Ice Arena on the Star Market Sports Deck on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I mean, look, I have a ton of respect for Stephon. He's covered and played against a lot of guys in this league. I mean, he's willing to do whatever you ask him to do. I don't think it's a question of that, but... Yeah, you talk to those guys when you talk about matching them up, Ty or Tlaib or Gilmore, you know, guys like that. You know, how do you feel about certain guys? And because again, it's playing against them is one thing, but how a particular player plays against them, and you know, what do you feel good about on the matchups or anything you're worried about? You know, and then they tell you, and sometimes that helps you how you want to defend them.
Check yesterday talking about Stephon Gilmore. High praise for Stephon Gilmore right there. Loves his corner, who's had a terrific year. Stephon Gilmore has been great. He's obviously a much better player in year two than the start he got off to last year. Very high praise for Gilmore, even invoking the name Ty Law. Like, whoa. Tlaib. He mentions Ty Law. He mentions Tlaib. He mentions some really good
loves
corners.
Tlaib. Yep. Gilmore reminds me more of Tlaib than he does Ty Law. Just from the leg standpoint, the way he plays the game. Jesus.
That's a loud one.
Sorry. Yeah. You know what I mean? Ty was more of a squattier Revis type. Ty was more Revis-like. Gilmore's more Tlaib-like.
Okay. Well, I think
Gilmore's got attitude,
and I don't
too,
think
man.
He was talking about the style of play.
No,
he was talking about, you know, their work ethic and, you know, how
effective,
how good they are and how effective they are as corners. So he mentions those names. And in the same press conference yesterday, he gets asked about two former corners, those being Logan Ryan and Malcolm Butler, both now playing for the Titans, this week's opponent. What did he say about them?
Yeah, what are they leading defense? So, yeah, they're good. Don't give up big plays.
For a guy who talks up the opponents all the time, he didn't really go that deep on those corners.
What?
I mean, every week he'll tell you, oh, well, you know, he'll tell you how great the opponent is, how hard you're going to have to work to beat them.
Oh, yeah.
You ask him about those two.
Ted Hendricks.
You ask him about those two for good defense.
You know? It's players, three phases.
They don't give up big plays. Yep. That's all you're getting from him this week.
Ask him to talk about Burt Jones. He'll stand every 40 minutes.
Oh, of course.
Oh, I love Burt Jones.
Of course.
I'm sure you do.
He threw the heart.
617-779-0985. Dan Shaughnessy with us here on Zolak and Bertrand from Warrior Arena. Brendan's in the car. Brendan.
Come on, guys.
Hey.
So I can't believe anyone's even – I can't believe anyone's trying to make that point, the justify the benching of Butler. I mean, Zoe nailed it. All they needed in that second half in the Super Bowl was one punt.
They needed one stop. That's it.
And so how much of this with Butler, right, like what made Malcolm Butler such a great player was his aggression and his tenacity. And now how much do you think maybe his confidence is affected or he just feels burned by the organization he gave it up all for? And now is that having any effect on his play this year? You know, like he's just getting his check now and getting what he can out of the league after he got kind of totally used and sent on his way.
Well, I mean, I don't know if he's getting coached well down there. That's a big thing. Malcolm's one of those kids that you need to stay on, you need to coach, but the motor's still there. I mean, I still see the basic stuff with him, you know, from the squat position, the way he opens his hips. He's guessing it too many times, and that's somebody not being in his head. That's somebody not calling the right type of defense that benefits him. You get into this game this week. Oh, thank you.
How comes those sandwiches?
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thanks.
It's grilled cheese, right?
Yeah. Get a little ham. Get the pepper jack.
Did you get the cheddar jack?
So nice. Sweet.
Pepper jack.
Yeah. You know who's going to get? You know who's going to get Josh Gordon this week? It's going to be Logan Ryan. See, everybody thinks, oh, you're going to get Butler. No, Vrabel's not stupid. He's going to take Ryan and he's going to put him on Gordon, and then they're going to mix and match guys on the other side. Oh. Here's where you can win: is if Edelman somehow draws Butler, because I think Edelman could abuse him. with the double move and with the little quick stuff. They're not going to kick Butler inside on a slot. So you're going to be able to hide Edelman in a slot, flex Gordon outside. Now you know where Logan Ryan's going to go. And then you take Hogan. This could be a big Hogan game. Hogan on Butler.
All right. Now, you just said Vrabel's not stupid, and I agree with you. But he will be stupid this week because he's playing against the Patriots and Bill Belichick. So when you're doing that game last week, I don't know which guy it was, the Packer receiver, he goes forward, he traps it, it rattles around. It's ruled a catch.
Yeah.
And those dumbasses don't get another playoff.
Right.
And they wait. The clocks, you can see it going down 3-2-1.
Yeah.
And by that time, Ernie has seen it. It's like, we'll win this. Yeah. You know, throw the flag. But
get up
how
and
do they
it.
Not know?
Get up and snap it.
Get up and snap it.
Yep.
How does
that?
Why don't they go into the game knowing that?
That's a great point.
Why is everyone else so stupid?
Dude, they had three. They had two delay game penalties. One, they came out at the end of a break, backed up in their own end zone, got called for a delay game, couldn't snap it. And this is a change of drive, change of possession. The other one, Aaron Rodgers tying his shoe, taking his time. Full well known, okay, clock's running. They're calling a play in my head. I'm tying my shoe as slowly as I can. He gets burnt for another one. Aaron Rodgers.
I got another one for you. Again, this is the stupidity of the other teams. Like, they figured out the defer thing now. So now everybody's on to that after 12, 15 years. You know, they know what they're up to there. So they make them take the ball if they can. Great. What about the kickoff thing where your guy, Gostkowski, kicks it to the one or the two or the three. They try and return it. They smother him at the 18. They're down 7 yards. The other guys blast it through the end zone, showing off, and you take over from the 25 every play. How hard is that? I'm not a football guy.
Well, they don't want to kick it to Patterson. Your kick returner is better than what they have. That's what it is.
All you had to do
was spring one out in Chicago, and now everybody's petrified of Cordarrelle Patterson. We can't kick him the ball. If we get a chance, we got to blast it.
There's got to be a risk-reward on that with the analytics demonstrate better off doing what they do on a regular basis.
But you got to have good $4 million special teams guys that could run down there the way the Patriots do. Uh-huh. Right, Beetle?
Yes.
Spend all that money on special teams.
Yes.
See, because you can't run it to kick now anymore. You're stationary as the kick goes. So you can't really get down there and pin teams inside the 20. Unless you have good special teams.
One last thing on stupidity.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like stupidity.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so if you're the coach of the other team, and I'm the Patriots, and we're starting this game, and you know that I'm going to have an opportunity to score in the final minute of the first half.
Right.
Is there anything you can do to avoid that happening?
I'm confused on that. What do you mean?
No, you're coaching against the Patriots.
Yeah.
You know they're going to have the ball at the end of the half and try to score.
Yeah, you know what? But they
can't
they,
you work the clock backwards so that you either you're not giving them the ball with a minute to go.
See, I've heard,
I know they didn't
heard
go
from,
for it last
I've heard
week.
It from both ends. Or why didn't New England call more timeouts at the end of their first half?
Well, I wondered that
because
was,
I think as the game's going, we're up 7. We're not in any sort of rhythm whatsoever in offense. What do we want to do? Drop back with Cordarrelle Patterson in the backfield and Dwayne Allen out there in a subset? No. I think that's how you load up and you get somebody hurt, like your quarterback. So I just think that, you know, the way the Packers approached that was a head-scratcher to me, too. There wasn't any sense of urgency ever from them.
No.
Even at the end of the game,
you know,
two possessions down, taking their time, they're huddling. Just
crazy.
Weirdness.
One last thing.
The last 3 years had been trending the other way as far as the double score. They get the ball, and all of a sudden you think they're going no huddle. Next thing you know, they run out the damn clock. So I got no answer for you on that.
Right. One last thing on the stupidity of the other team. So at the start of the game, they were offsides in the kickoff, right? I mean, I think. But when New England takes over and they're in the no huddle, they score in like a minute and a half, whatever it was. How are they not ready for that? Why are they looking at each other like, you know, their backs are to the ball when they're snapping? How do they not adjust or not even know that that might happen?
Because they probably didn't know Gronkowski or Michelle wasn't playing. Next thing you know, how the heck is 84 in the backfield? What are we doing here? And here's what happens. You hit three plays, and now Josh knows I got the right defensive set that I want out there. Tom, let's go fast pace. They can't substitute. So we got him. We got him by the balls.
Brutal. Oh,
so.
It was brutal.
But that's great pre-planning, and that's great coming out and scripting your first 12 plays. That's how some teams hit it, and Patriots executed.
It's like they didn't know that was going to happen.
So you done with the stupid question?
Stupid teams. They're all stupid.
They're all stupid. Josh is in Weymouth today. He's got a baseball thought. What do you got for us, Josh?
Hi, guys. This might be an unpopular opinion, but I think we should actually keep Craig Kimbrough. I mean, he was a little shaky in the playoffs. I'll grant you that. But he didn't blow Dave, to my recollection.
Stop
did he?
With that. Stop with
and
that, stupid
also,
number. You're smarter
okay, so
than that.
Well, come on. And also,
you saw
I mean,
what
if
you
we're
going
to get rid of somebody, All right, if we're going to get rid of somebody, it should be Mike Starks-Riley. He blows every time he's on the air.
Do this again. Yeah. Stop doing that on this show. Stop doing that.
You know
that.
What I love, Beatle? Remember how they said he's tipping pitches? We addressed this, but, you know, he's loading the bases. He can't command. And then, oh, we just
made him a block.
He's tipping pitches.
All right.
Tipping pitches is the new catch-all for pitchers with problems.
He sucked.
It's like colic for babies. What's wrong with him? Tipping pitches. Yeah. Jazz is tipping his pitches. Nothing else wrong with him.
That's why you walk
the series by two people telling him maybe he's just not great at closing baseball games anymore. Nah, he's tipping his pitches.
I think missing the plate by 2 feet is a little more than tipping the pitches.
Yes.
Right?
Sweating like a
By the way, I think Halak was first goalie off there, Beatles, so it could be.
Cassie said yesterday Halak was getting the start.
Well, I'm confirming it now. He was the first goalie off the ice.
I love that. Walk. That's always a good
I saw it with these peepers right here. Tuukka was still out there. Tuukka's still out there now. He's getting some extra work. Worried about Tuukka.
He's working on that mental part of his game.
Not me.
Tory Krug is going to join us next segment, apparently.
Oh, good.
Cool. So Krug is going to be here
next
segment.
Tell him he can't be messing around with my keyboard here.
Yeah. All right. I'll let him
sending
know.
Out tweets under my
Here's what we'll do. We got Krug coming up next. We're going to give away the Winter Classic jersey that he will sign. And then, coming up at 11:50, we'll do Dan's dates, and we'll give away a pair of Bruins tickets
nice.
There. So a lot to get to coming up. Stay put.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Canucks are in town to take on the Bruins tonight. They've already played once this season. Bees lost 2-1 in overtime back on October 20th. But for Anders Bjork and the rest of the team, it's all about feeling better about themselves, right?
Our line's trying to do that as well. And, you know, we're also trying to be students of the game and find little ways where we can, you know, do something different that will maybe lead to the puck going in the net. So I think it's important to focus on those little details, but also have that confidence, you know, a little bit of swagger to you, too, because you can't get down during the season because you never know when things will turn around.
We're live at Warrior Ice for the morning skate. Looks like Tuukka Rask is still on the ice. Yaroslav Halak was first goalie off. He'll be getting the start in net tonight. Judd Sirott and Bob Beers have the call here on the Bruins Radio Network. Driven by the all-wheel drive Honda Pilot. Celtics play the Suns in Phoenix tonight. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell on that call, starting with the pregame at 8:30 on 105.7 WROR. Dez Bryant's got a one-year deal with the Saints. We learned that yesterday. Apparently, it's going to pay him $600,000 in base salary. He's got incentives that could push it up over $1 million. Headlines are brought to you by the engagement ring experts at Long's Jewelers. With engagement rings starting at under $3,000, Long's Jewelers of Boston and New England get engaged. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines coming up in 30 minutes.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub. The Bruins are in action tonight on the Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand are on the Star Market Sports Deck at Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand from Warrior Ice Arena. We are joined by Bruins defenseman Tory Krug, who is sporting the new Winter Classic jersey that the Bruins will be wearing in the Winter Classic this year.
I love this one.
It's quite retro.
Yeah, it's nice.
You're looking up. Like, I was just looking. The last time they put that big fuzzy B in the middle of the jersey.
Oh, God. I'm big about the block like numbers.
The 30s,
on the, side.
The 50s. Like, they brought it back in 92.
That's nice.
But that's nice.
Yeah, this is sweet. The guys will be excited to wear this for sure. Yeah.
I know you can't comment on the previous one. You're pretty fortunate. It's your second Winter Classic you're playing in, right?
Yeah.
The other one had a little brown in it.
Let me just say that. The last one really
numbers
sucked.
Were a little too big. But this thing is dope, man. This is like the Steeler Killer B throwback. I think that's why I like
it. Yeah,
black
this thing's nice. I know
the back's
the guys
phenomenal.
Are pumped about
the back
it,
is phenomenal.
Sure.
Yeah. So you guys are pretty pumped
Even
about this.
Even the green, the Notre Dame Irish green on the shoulder, it's pretty sweet.
I didn't notice that.
That's no, it's right there in your face. How did you not notice it?
Well, because you see so many damn green shamrocks around the city that, okay, you don't assimilate Notre Dame. Like, I'm used to seeing this. Yeah.
Can you feel the difference, like, from sweater to sweater? Are the seams in the same place, like, regardless of, you know, like, what the version is or the winter
That's a good question.
Classic? I mean, I don't know that you could feel it over the shoulder pads and everything else you guys wear.
You can feel it for sure, but it doesn't affect anything.
No, it's not restrictive like some?
No, the way the logo sits on your shoulder pads, sometimes the way it tucks into your pants.
Yeah.
You know, some guys, I know we're not allowed to anymore, but guys in the past used to tuck it into their pants a little bit, and then the way the logo would kind of fold into there, you can feel a little bit of a difference, but it doesn't make Doesn't mean anything.
Once you're halfway through your first shift.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't think about it again.
Like, you're not a really, really tall guy, obviously, but for bleeps and giggles, you ever put Char's jersey on and walk around the locker room?
No one's ever said that to me before.
Yeah, I put his... one day here at Warrior, when we first moved in the building, I put his some of his gear on. It was pretty funny.
I used to do that with David Megan. You won't even remember that. Little running back used to play for us. I put on his jersey.
He was little, too.
Remember the dwarf thing? Where I would kneel down on golf.
Yeah.
And I used to put the socks on with things, and I'd pump my arms, and they'd throw me passes.
Chara's stick has got to be taller than you, isn't it?
Oh, it's way taller. It's not even close. Yeah.
That's as tall as me.
I used it the other day, and I almost like blew my shoulder out taking a slap shot.
Even Marchand uses a long stick, though, which is, that's a skill set for, I won't say shorter guys, but for guys who aren't as tall as others, that's a real skill set, but also a huge, huge advantage for smaller guys who can use a longer stick.
It is, yeah. I actually use probably one of the shorter sticks in the league, to be honest. So, my sticks didn't make it to Ottawa the first time I joined the team to skate, so I was using Marshy's stick, and it's a completely different feel. So it's whatever you're comfortable with, and, he uses a longer stick. Z, obviously, proportionally speaking, I think he even uses a longer stick for a tall guy. So it's whatever you're comfortable with.
We were trying to spot you out on the ice during the morning skate. Were you out there?
No, I was taking a nap in the back.
I told you.
I'm just saying.
He's got that gait where he usually floats on one skate to the other.
Yeah. Is it December already? Because you told us December was about the time you normally tapped out
New
of
Year's.
Those
no,
game
New
day
Year's.
Skates.
No, I mean, whenever I get the option, I take it.
Okay.
So today was an optional. And
late night.
Yeah, the numbers were not high up there. Yeah. It looks like an optional day.
Highly optional skate.
Yeah, it looks like an optional one out there today. Don't have the full crew. How do you feel right now? You feeling good?
Yeah,
feel like you're 100% again. And
yeah, I'd say close to it. I think there's I've been saying it all week. There's a few mobility issues that I'm still trying to work out and get back into my game. But as far as my reads and playmaking abilities, it's getting closer and closer to 100%. So not quite there yet, but still feel like I'm contributing and trying to help the team out.
Team getting tired of the top line questions about, it's the only team producing and all that as far as points.
We're not getting tired watching them. I mean, it's been a lot of fun to watch.
It's working, right?
But yeah, like you said, it's been a kind of a headline for our team for a while. And guys want to make a difference. They don't want to sit on the sidelines watching other people do all the work. And we can't rely on them every single night. You know, it's a long season to do that. They are great players and they will bring their best probably 90% of the time. But we're not going to win a lot of games if we rely on them. So guys are starting to get a little bit fed up with it, and they want to prove to be a difference maker.
Torrey, when you're working your way back, when do you feel it the most? Is it during the game, after the game, morning of? When do you feel that most not close to 100%?
It's, during the game, you can't really, you don't think about it too much. Yeah. You're just playing. You're out there going. I think it's after the game and the next morning, it's tough. So it makes the next day's practice pretty difficult to get through. But, if you can play, you can practice. And, we try to just manage those things as best we can.
All right, it's game day. We appreciate you taking time with us. We're going to have you sign this jersey.
Yeah.
And how are we going to?
We're going to, what we're going to do?
What are we going to do?
First of all, we get the intern answering the phones. We're taking caller 47.
Oh, I like it. Good job, guys. How'd you come up with that?
This thing ain't cheap.
We are taking caller 47.
It's as much
mess with the intern as anything. Sit there and answer 46 before you get a winner.
So, again, contest line. You got to call the contest line. Torrey's going to take off the brand new Winter Classic jersey and sign it. And if you're caller 47, you will win it. It's 617-931-0985. Call that number, 617-931-0985, and you will be the winner.
Sweet hair, dude.
Of
got
the jersey.
Flowing, man.
The brand new Winter Classic jersey that was just put out today, which I'm sure if it's not on sale yet, you're going to be able to get that soon at the Bruins Pro Shop at TD Garden. Is it? It's on sale? On sale now. You can get it now.
Were they $45?
Maybe
get the Zola Cabertra discount down here. We go, right?
They do always take care of us.
That's
there.
Sweet. Look at it. Oh, man. That's perfect.
So there
that's
it
a
is.
Nice Christmas gift right
you
there.
See it right there.
That's awesome.
Already signed. There's your authenticity right there.
Bang.
Caller 47 will win that jersey. So, no,
I'm
you can't
eligible.
Call. You're not eligible. Oh. You're not eligible.
Maybe I'll buy one and have him sign it next time.
Family, friends of 98.5 The Sports have not eligible to win the jersey. So you're out. You're
good
out.
Kid. Good kid. It's a good kid for being a Michigan State kid.
What do you mean for being a Michigan? How dare you,
little brother?
Yeah. That doesn't apply anymore.
He keeps saying it.
It doesn't?
Yeah. Got nice hair, huh? He's got to know how long his hair was.
That would suck though when he was talking about like working his way back from injury. It's the morning after the game when you still have to go out there and skate and you have to go out there and practice. And he's, you know, that's drilled into every, I think every guy who plays any sport at any age, man or woman, if you're healthy enough to play, you're healthy enough to practice.
Or,
and just because the practice comes after a game night doesn't mean you can't skip it because you're working your way back. And he said, that's when it sucks.
So for me to replicate that soreness, like we do the real time and temperature, like if I have to, like,
yes,
in my mind, what it feels like.
Yeah, what does it feel like? What does it feel like to play hurt and then have to go practice the next
day? The soreness that I'm replicating is picture that you haven't done anything for about 2 years.
Easy to do. Okay.
Something happens. There's this great summer day where you all of a sudden maybe you had a couple and you decide you're going to play wiffle ball and you're going to bust your ass.
And then play some volleyball afterwards.
And then you're going to play football. Then you're going to actually play beach volleyball where the sand and the grind and you fight through sand.
Right.
And then for whatever reason, you fall asleep at about 7:30 that night, and you wake up, and you have black and blue on the inside of this leg, your foot swollen on the other side, two bloody toes, and you're like, what the hell?
And then you have to go out and do it again.
No, you don't. You wait till 2 years later. Yeah, but that's like that's what a normal guy's soreness
right,
would
and
feel
that's,
like.
Right, and that soreness is what he has to go out and practice right. on.
I just want to read this listener email from inside our office, an internal listener email.
Oh.
Matt Doloff has checked in on his Super Bowl expenses.
Yes.
Doloff, is that
Doloff?
Doloff.
Company likes
Matt
him.
Matt Doloff. He says, for the record, I didn't send out my expenses to everyone. Our program director, Mike Thomas, did. He used me as an example to show everyone how to fill out an expense report properly. I let him know how much I appreciated showing everyone my eating habits.
Why was there four approved?
That's even better. That is even better.
Why were those four visits to Hooters approved?
I thought he'd hit, like, reply all by accident.
Oh,
no.
Excellent.
Our boss sent it out as an example of, this is how you're supposed to fill these out, guys. And he had done it properly and, you know, to a T. And it was like Sbarro 14 times. good stuff.
It was a Shake Shack mixed in there.
A Shake Shack, that's right. You remember better than I do. I remember like everyone laughing about it at the time. Yeah.
What's this kid doing eating Sbarro at 9:30 in the morning?
What's this A&W root beer hot dog place?
All right. Dan Shaughnessy will rejoin us coming up next. We will have Dan's dates. And at the end of that segment, we will also give away Bruins tickets, so don't go anywhere.
So, at the Beatles. 98.5, the Sports Hub. Zillack and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at the Warrior Ice Arena on the Star Market Sports Deck on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Damn it, I'm a Dapper Dan man.
And now it's time for Dapper Dan's Dates of Distinction.
For Dapper Dan.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand. We're at Warrior Ice Arena with Dan Shaughnessy. Do we give away the jersey yet? The jersey gone?
It's a sweet jersey.
Sure is. It's gone. Thank you. Thank you for everyone who tried. We got another great giveaway coming up in about 8 or 9 minutes. We'll give away a pair of Bruins tickets. How's that sound? The gifts just keep on coming.
Nice.
Dan's ready to go now. He's adjusted his headset, so that means he's ready,
ready
for the dates. It's November 8th.
8th.
What do we have on this date, Dan?
Okay, people born on November 8th. Bonnie Raitt is 69 years old today. Christy Hefner, Hugh's daughter.
Oh.
She's 66. She ran the Empire for a while.
Quick fuck, bro.
Big birthday today locally. Jerry Remy is 66.
Hey, Remdog.
Best wishes out to the
Remdog. Hey, I saw him at the parade
on TV.
Yeah,
I want to touch on him real quick. He looks really good.
He looked good.
And I hope that's reflective of
him. He did. He said he's kicking cancer's ass.
That's awesome.
Way to go. We love the Remdog.
Excellent.
See him in spring training.
Nice.
Ricky Lee Jones, 64. Hardy knows who that is.
Yep.
No one else does.
You know that I once saw.
Oh, very good. You knew that?
Yes. Yeah. That's like that. Her one hit.
Yeah.
You know where I once saw her?
Get out.
I once saw her, not because I went to the show, but because I was working there, was at Johnny D's in Somerville.
Oh.
Beatle, you impressed me, Beatle.
Yeah. Saw her at Johnny
D's. You a bouncer?
I was.
Wow.
For, I don't know, like 6 months or so I worked there.
No one knew it. How did you know
right after I was out of college? Just needed work, needed like.
Did we ever know this about Beetle?
Is that D-E-E-Z? I knew Beetle.
And you know what? They hated
shop.
Me. They hated me, and they ended up telling me to leave.
Johnny D's
people
nuts.
Would come in, they'd be hammered. I'd be like, yeah, here, you're 21. Like, you're not. I didn't say it.
So
I didn't say
on.
It. I didn't
time
say
out.
It.
Time out.
You absolutely
no,
said it.
I didn't say
so,
it.
So you worked at Johnny D's?
Yeah, it was a problem, because I would let people in that shouldn't have been drinking, I guess.
You've worked at Stop and Shop.
Yeah.
Where else have you worked?
I think that's it.
You never pumped gas?
There's got to be others.
Did you make onion rings?
Worked at a hardware store, and I was like 15.
Speaking of Ricky Lee Jones, is she related to Tommy Lee Jones?
No.
Okay.
But he played in the Harvard U game 50 years ago at Harvard Stadium. The famous,
it all
famous
almost
tie.
Ties together.
Almost ties.
But you can imagine Ricky Lee Jones, wild crowd there that night. Really needed to keep him in line.
I can't imagine it. I just can't believe you know who she is.
Back to school.
Wait, to the kids. More about trying to keep him awake instead of, you know, keeping him.
Well, you got fired for your attitude more than anything.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Bad attitude.
Parker Posey is 50 years old today.
Love Parker Posey.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Underrated.
Parker Posey. Yeah.
Yeah, underrated.
Best in show. She is the Weimaraner's owner with the braces.
Yeah.
That's Parker Posey.
She gets a lot of goofy roles.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh.
A lot of independent films.
So we're talking about a real dog show like she has a show, The Weimaraners.
Go ahead, Dan.
Zoe Norman from Days and Confused.
Okay, Zoe, this is one you're going to like.
Good movie.
Another birthday today. How old is Tara Reid?
She's going to be close to 42. I'm going to say 43.
Oh, on the nose, Beetle. On the nose.
43, I said 42.
I thought she was a couple of years older than Brady, so yeah, 43 makes
What do you think
sense.
She feels like, 65?
Yeah, she was seen drinking around Fox.
Oh,
Grove,
man, was she. Okay. She used to hang out in the red seats.
Okay.
In the clubs.
I got a story.
I know you did.
2002.
I knew this was going to be gold.
So,
Dan
first
day
at the stadium.
One of the games my dad came up to was one of the home games during the time when Span, when Brady was dating Tara Reid.
Yes.
And the seats were opposite us. So it was on the Patriots side on the first level.
Okay.
And he was up towards the back.
Yeah.
And he said there was this blonde girl that would not sit down, was hammered, was sitting on this guy's lap. Not that she was with the guy, but just falling all over, just making a complete idiot. It was Tara Reid.
Yeah.
And they ended up having pictures of her. And he goes, oh, my God, that's her. I said, yeah, that's the one that's dating Brady. Man.
Well, to that point, the former owner of the Washington Redskins, Edward Bennett Williams, that was the place to be in Washington. You had to go to the Redskins game. The box had all the celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
And he told me they could not.
She's an initiation girl.
They could not store enough booze for Elizabeth Taylor. You know, she was coming, and it was like, you know,
already got some. Go out and get more.
Yeah, that was a legend in Washington. Okay, stuff that happened on November 8th. We got a Führer item in 1923. Adolf Hitler launched his first attempt at seizing power in Germany. A failed coup in Munich became known as the Beer Hall mess up. Let's go to another word. In 1932. There's a lot of elections today, obviously.
Yes.
November 8th. So FDR started his four-term run, defeating Herbert Hoover for the presidency in 32. On this date in 1960, John F. Kennedy, elected president of the United States,
that's right.
Richard M. Nixon.
That's right.
Archie always said Richard E. Nixon, but that's just the way it went. He did. Ed Brooke of Massachusetts became the first black candidate to be elected to the Senate by popular vote in 1966.
It's got a courthouse.
Also, a rare Republican senator from Massachusetts. See, we have a lot of Republican governors, not many senators. HBO started on this date, 1972.
Wow.
The show was sometimes a great notion.
72? It's been around that long.
I know. Premier cable TV. Who's going to pay for TV? No one, but they did. on this date, 1974, the Cleveland jury dismissed charges against the 8 Ohio National Guardsmen on the shootings at Kent State.
Ooh.
1970, excuse me. On this date in 2000, this was the Hanging Chad Day, you know, with the whole thing. Remember what a bleep show that was?
Oh, yeah.
That was something.
Kevin Spacey did a movie on it.
Yeah. Recount.
It's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
It was a good movie.
Are we allowed to like Kevin Spacey movies anymore?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, you watch Usual Suspects? Yes. And just
It's like Woody Allen.
Why wouldn't you?
I mean, the creep factor, you have to...
Hey,
like,
regardless of what somebody says or does or how they view one view or another, if they did a good movie, they did a good movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's... come on.
It's tricky. On this date, in 2 years ago today, Donald Trump was elected president of the United States.
Today was the day?
2 years ago today.
Wow.
Astonishing victory, it says here. On this date in 1966, the actor Ronald Reagan became governor of California. Mm-hmm. I thought about that. It's like in Back to the Future. Remember when he says...
Oh, that's
who's
right.
Vice president? Jerry Lewis?
Right. Who is he? What was the mayor's name? Goldie Wilson.
Goldie Wilson.
That's good.
Yeah. He was sweeping the floor.
I like the sound of that.
I like the sound of Mayor Goldie Wilson.
On this
kid with a puffy jacket.
On this date, baseball note. On this date, 5 years ago, Dan Duquette was hired as general manager of the Baltimore Orioles.
There you go.
He's no longer employed.
He's no longer there. Yeah. He'll be back. He'll be back with something. Beetle, that is all I have for November 8th. A lot of election stuff, but Tara Reid was kind of the highlight.
I have one baseball / election item. They are combined.
Yes.
On this date, you have our law, 1928, Massachusetts voters approve a referendum that would allow professional sports to be played on Sundays on a local option basis. Also, on that day, Braves owner Judge Emil
Fuchs.
Thank you.
It's a tricky one. You don't want to mess that one up.
Admitting to using $200,000 of his own money. This is in 1928. He pleads no contest to spending money influence the outcome of the election. And so the team was fined $1,000. So he spent $200,000 to influence the outcome of the election that helped them be able to play games on Sundays.
Wow.
And got fined $1,000 in the process.
Because, you know, George Steinbrenner was a convicted felon for demanding campaign contributions in his capacity as the owner of the shipbuilding in Ohio there.
Oh.
And he was a convicted felon. He was later pardoned. I forget which president.
Oh, shipbuilding.
Yes, shipbuilding. It's
I thought
like,
you said
like
there was
Fuchs.
A dumpy building there.
No, no. So, no, that would be Beale's purview. I would not do that.
X-rays were discovered on this day, Dan.
Really?
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, they discovered X-rays, 1897.
Oh, thank you. That's a good contribution for the day.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Very useful.
1895 was the date. I stand corrected. 1895.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I went to the hospital. I saw Malcolm X getting an X-ray. Here's playing a xylophone.
We could do a bunch of this. I love you for those.
I got my teeth x-rayed yesterday. They put this massive, like, I've had the stuff, you know, where they put
the lead shield.
Yeah, the lead shield on you. Yeah. This thing was like a freaking robe. It was huge.
Protecting you, man.
Here's another good Dan one. On
this
date, 1920, a meeting held for the purpose of dismissing Van Johnson. I couldn't believe it. They're going to ban Van Johnson. What are the odds? Can't believe we made it that far.
Elton John's still touring, right?
Yeah.
In 1974, his greatest hits album was released today.
He was at the Garden.
44 years ago, his greatest hits.
He was at the Garden either last night or the night before. He was just here.
Really?
Yeah.
He comes to Boston a lot.
He was in Boston.
Did he deliver the Bob Kraft shout out?
No, that was last year.
Yeah, this one goes out to Bob Kraft. It's always Tiny Dancer. I don't know.
At 74, his greatest hits came out?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 44 years later, he's still touring.
Unbelievable.
Ben at NBC Sports Boston tells us Bobby Orr announced his retirement on this date in 1978.
Oh, I bet Dilly's really fired up about that.
Hi, it's Dilly. How's it with Bobby?
Maybe she'll call.
Is she in there?
All right,
Tom.
All right, I'm going to get the pipes back in shape after Nashville.
See you, buddy.
We'll see you there, and then we'll see you guys.
So you're going to Nashville, right?
Yeah.
Remember, it's the worst food in the press box in the league.
So
you're going to get hot dogs?
Yeah.
And then you think you're sick now?
You and I did this.
They have this massive bowl about the size of a fire pit, and all they do is pour bags of popcorn into it. And people reach in with their hands to put it in bowls. It is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to gross me out. You know that.
Yes.
I didn't eat in Nashville.
The bar's high. Yeah.
And the hot dogs were cold. It was awful or low. Right. Hopefully they stepped their game up.
I hope so.
That's my name.
Caller 10 right now.
What?
Dilly. To the Pride Motor Group contest line. 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to see the Bruins take on the Vegas Golden Knights. This Sunday night at the Garden. Select tickets still available at Ticketmaster.com. But right now, if you call our contest line, the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985, caller 10, gets a pair of tickets to that game. Bruins, Golden Knights at TD Garden. 90 seconds, no commercials, headlines with Hottie.